Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and you know if you listen to my bullshit enough that I skip basically every work-related activity. If you would fucking invite me out, if I work with you and you invite me out, I'm probably not going to go. Back when I used to work at the fucking insurance call center job, I'd go out to the bar with some people after the shift from time to time, but I never went to any official work event. So you might think, like, this motherfucker will just skip work events, but, like, what if it's a personal event? What if I invite him to something that has nothing to do with his job? What if I invite him to something, maybe a little bit fun, maybe a little exciting, maybe like a gender reveal party? What if I invite Chris Johnson to a gender reveal party? Is that motherfucker gonna show up? He's gonna show up, right? He's family. He's my cousin. He'll fucking come. I didn't come. I didn't go to a gender reveal party, and I thought, like, you know what? Nobody's gonna notice. Nobody's gonna notice my absence. Who the fuck wants me at a gender reveal party? Am I even supposed to be there? What's gender reveal etiquette? I don't know the fucking etiquette for this party. Is it like a baby shower? Apparently it's not like a baby shower. I thought, like, maybe I'll just use the excuse that it's like a fucking baby shower. I'll get out of this shit. Let me set the scene for you. My cousin is pregnant. She's very excited about it. I was gonna fucking say right here, too many fucking kids on this side of the family now. It's too much. Too much fucking excitement now. There's four cousins, two kids, three kids. Now we got one on the way. Her first kid? Come on now. Come on. An eighth kid? Jesus Christ. They already range from like fucking 16 to fucking a year or whatever the fuck. Now we gotta add another fucking toddler stumbling around puking all over herself. Oh shit, herself. I just fucking spoiled the reveal. It was pink. Now I am on a group text with all the cousins and basically that side of the family. I don't know how many fucking people are on this fucking thing. 11, 12, I don't know. But a lot. There's a good amount of people on this particular group text. So I'm notified of all cousin-related activities. And I knew she was pregnant. I was fucking told. I don't remember, but I was told. Maybe Easter? I don't know. But I was told personally. I was not told over a group text. I was told personally. When I walked into a house, it wasn't hers. I don't remember whose house it was. Maybe Big D's. I don't know. But I walk in there, and she's like, I'm having a fucking baby. I'm like, oh, congratulations. Then I saw her man. I was like, hey, bro, congratulations. I fucking heard the big news. And he's like, yep, we're fucking jumping in, man. And then I didn't think about it for a while. But somebody at one point in the fucking group text was like, when is the gender reveal party? And I was like, what the fuck? Listen, as I just said, this is the eighth kid now on this side of the family. The previous fucking seven, I don't remember any gender reveal party. If there was one, I didn't fucking go or didn't know about it. They said, fuck it, I'm not telling that asshole. So we haven't done this before as far as I know. Why are we starting this? This is like a thing now? Like, I don't know if they were serious. I don't know if it was a joke. But then they started like planning dates. They're like, well, maybe like here, we gotta do this. I gotta go through this test. Maybe like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What's the best date for everybody? And anytime anybody asks like the best date for fucking anything, I just leave myself out of it. I don't fucking know. I have no idea what the fuck I did last Tuesday. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing tomorrow. Unless there's a fucking race or something, or you specifically told me what's going on and I put it in my fucking calendar, I have no fucking idea what's happening. I'll probably do what I did today. Sleep in until I feel like getting out of fucking bed, stumble around like a drunk for a couple hours, and then they go, fuck. I gotta record a couple podcasts, maybe clean up some fucking cat puke, and then, I don't know, have some mozzarella sticks or something. So, like, I can't plan anything in advance. Like, you can't give me, like, 3 days, like, 2 months from now and tell me, like, hey, which one of these days works best? Like, fuck if I know. Like, you guys got all the fucking kids. Like, you tell me what day works best, and then I'll fucking work my way around it. And if I'm working, I won't go. And if I can go, I'll go. Whatever. You know what the fuck I'm saying. I'll go if I can make. That's the fucking gist of it. So they're selecting all these days. Eventually, they selected a day. And I remember getting a text about how the day was a Wednesday, because my first thought was, like, I'm not working on Wednesday. Shit, do I have to go to this? It's not that I don't want to go to this. I like her. Like, I'm excited for her. I just didn't know, like, what the etiquette was for a gender reveal. Like, am I supposed to be there? Do you want me there? We've never done this before. I don't know the rules. I've never been to a fucking gender reveal. Motherfucker, take a look at me. My heathen ass, you think I've been to a fucking gender reveal? I thought it was like I said earlier. Like, is this like a baby shower? Only women go to baby showers, right? And then the dude might, like, show up. Like, dude's got, like, diaper parties now. I figure, like, maybe there's gonna be a diaper party. I'll go to a fucking diaper party. I'll fucking hang out and give some diapers at a fucking diaper party. I don't know what the rules are for a gender reveal. And yes, I know I'm on the group text, and I know I could, like, fucking, like, text back and ask, but, like, I'm on a bunch of group text. I don't know. I forgot. I didn't write the day down, and I completely fucking forgot. And then I forgot that I forgot, and the whole fucking gender reveal completely slipped my fucking mind until the 4th of July. I had a lot going on the 4th. I had a fucking, or actually, it wasn't the 4th. It was the 1st of July, but we celebrated the 4th. I don't want to get too deep into this weird family shit, but I had to fucking run. I had to go to a fucking nephew's birthday party, and then I had to go to a 4th of July party. So I'm fucking tired. I'm dragging ass. I finally get to this 4th of July party fucking late, maybe like 7, 8 o'clock at night. Can't leave the fucking nephew's birthday party too early. Food and cake and shit. So my cousin and her fucking man, they're like in the street when I fucking pull up. And I thought, oh, there they are. Friendly faces here. Because this party is fucking full. There's more people I don't know at this fucking party every goddamn year. I fucking opened the door. I didn't even get both feet on the fucking ground before I got fucking scolded for not going to the gender reveal. And I did what I usually do in a situation like this where I just kind of want to avoid it. You didn't go to the gender reveal party. Where the fuck were you at the dinner? And I did one of these. What? I knew what was said, but I was going to pretend I didn't know what was said. I don't know, buy myself some time, I guess. And she said it again, like, you didn't come to the gender reveal. I was like, isn't that like a baby shower? And she's like, if you're fucking on the group text and you see in the group text, you're fucking invited. And I thought, shit. She was like, they cut the cake and it was pink. And I was like, oh, congratulations? But I've already said congratulations. So like, I mean, do I need to say congratulations again? I don't even know fucking etiquette for after a fucking gender reveal. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline. And if you're on Instagram to see me, hot photos, all Chris Johnson all the time, that is at maybe 5 minutes.